Chapter 2, Making the Braillite Talk the Way You Want. Before we look at the files that come in the Braillite from the factory, let's get the unit talking in the way that is most comfortable for you. You can adjust the speech in the Braillite in several ways. Not only can you adjust the volume, the rate of speech, pitch, and tone of the voice, you can also adjust how the Braillite handles the announcement of punctuation and numbers. To choose any of these speech parameters, we need to bring up the speech parameters menu. Press AR sign chord dot 345 chord to open the speech parameters menu. The Braillite prompts you with set speech parameters and waits for you to enter an option. Should you enter an option that the Braillite does not recognize, it prompts you with invalid parameter and waits for you to try again. Exit this menu as you exit all menus in the Braillite by pressing its E chord. Then the Braillite says exit. On the Braille display, you'll see set speech. Tap the advance bar to see parameters. If you happen to tap the advance bar again, you'll see invalid parameter. Because the prompt was only set speech parameters, and you have pressed a key that is not recognized by the speech parameters menu, namely the advance bar. The first time you tap the advance bar, the speech parameters menu didn't pay attention, since the Braillite could tell that you were reading a message on the Braille display. But once you completed reading the message, the Braillite speech parameters menu did take note that you tapped the advance bar and let you know that it considered this an invalid choice. As you see, shortly, when you tap the advance bar one time too many while reading a message, and you're working in a particular file, the Braillite simply returns you to that file and does not say invalid parameter. It's only because you're in a menu right now that this message appears if you tap the advance bar, or any other invalid key for that matter. Let's run through the options available in the speech parameters menu. Speech rate 1, volume, speech rate, pitch, and tone. The speech parameters for volume, speech rate, pitch, and tone are easy to remember and to change. To make the Braillite talk louder, press dot 4. Faster, dot 5. In a higher pitch voice, dot 6. With a higher tone, dot 5, 6. Conversely, to make the Braillite talk softer, press dot 1. Slower, dot 2. In a lower pitch voice, dot 3. In a lower tone, dot 2, 3. Each time you press one of the above dot commands, the Braillite announces what you have done while producing the desired effect. So, for example, when you press dot 4, the Braillite says louder, in a louder voice. When you press dot 2, it says slower, in a slower voice, and so on. Naturally, there is a limit on how soft loud and how fast slow, and even how high or low you can make the voice. If you go too far in the softer direction for a volume, for example, you'll stop hearing the Braillite announce softer. Don't panic. Just press the dot 4 a couple of times to bring the volume back up to where you can hear it again. Notice that we have not said press dot 4 chord, dot 2 chord, or whatever. You are already in the menu since you pressed an AR sign chord. The Braillite knows that you are in a menu. Until you press an E chord, the Braillite thinks that any keys you press are attempts to make a choice in a speech parameters menu. Experiment with the volume, rate of speech, pitch, and tone to find a set of levels that is comfortable for you. The Braillite remembers how you set these parameters and keeps the voice set just as you leave it when you enter the menu, and even after you turn off the unit and turn it on again. If you decide to return to the factory settings for speech, or anything else for that matter, there is a way to do that. We'll show you how later. News. 2.2, announcement of punctuation and numbers. Of course, changing the way the Bell Light's voice announces punctuation, mark, and changing how it announces numbers are both irrelevant issues in terms of the Braille display. However, as you'll see, you can also change how the Braille display shows you the contents of a file. We'll get into the specifics of how to control what the Braille display shows you in Section 2. For now, let's just concentrate on the Braille Light's voice. Another set of speech parameters that you can change to your liking is the way the Braille Light's voice announces punctuation marks and numbers. To find out the current status of the punctuation settings, from the Speech Parameters menu, write a P, and you'll hear something like, current punctuation setting is no. If you just want to hear total announcement of punctuation marks, all of them, regardless of what and where they are, write the letter P, total punctuation. To hear most punctuation announced, write the letter M, and to hear only some punctuation, write the letter S. If you want to hear no punctuation announced whatsoever, write the letter V. Remember, none of these settings is permanent. You can change them at any time. The Braille Light has two options for pronouncing numbers. You may prefer to hear numbers spoken as digits or as full words. Write the letter N to switch between these two modes. For example, if you write the letter N and the Braille Light says, say full number, this means that when you are reading a number, the Braille Light will say the number in words, like 2,000. If you write the letter N again from within the speech parameters menu, the Braille Light prompts you with, say digit. The next time you read a number, the Braille Light will pronounce each digit, like 2,000. You'll probably want to set the Braille Light most of the time to read in digits mode, since phone numbers and addresses, zip codes, and the like are easier to listen to as digits. If you keep numerical data, such as your money information for your bank account, in your Braille Light, chances are you want the Braille Light to pronounce full numbers to you when working with that kind of data. But of course, remember that you can always just look at the numbers with the Braille display and not even worry about how the voice may pronounce them. New 2.2, multiple voice settings. As we've just pointed out, you might want to set the number announcement to digits most of the time, and only use the full numbers form of announcement when you're in a file that does not contain addresses and phone numbers. Wouldn't it be nice if you could do just that without having to go into the speech parameters menu every time you wanted to make this adjustment? Also, let's suppose you need punctuation announcement to be set to total punctuation for a certain file, say the file you're editing for a term paper. Then, for your calendar file, you want only some punctuation announced. And finally, for the files that you just listened to without proofreading, you prefer no punctuation to be announced at all, and numbers to be pronounced as full numbers. Now, you can create up to 5 different configurations of speech parameters or voices. The voices are numbered from 1 to 5, and voices 2 through 5 are retained even if you do a warm reset. In the case of a warm reset, only voice 1's settings are retained to our factoring default. The only time all voice settings are lost is when you have to do a cold reset. For more information on cold and warm resets, see Appendix A. To set a voice to a particular configuration of speech parameters, first enter the speech parameters menu in the usual way by pressing an AR sign chord, .345 chord. When the Braille Light says speech parameters, you can press .23 chord to move to the previous voice and .56 chord to move to the next voice. Once you're in a particular voice configuration, you can change speech parameters to anything you want that voice to have. and press on E chord to exit the speech parameters menu. This voice setting stays in effect until you change it to another voice configuration. In fact, your bell light retains the current voice configuration the next time you turn on the unit. By the way, don't confuse the command to create voice configurations with the command to change the frequency of the Braille light's voice. Both commands are issued from within the speech parameters menu, but the command to adjust frequency is just .23 to lower the frequency and .25 to raise it. The voice configuration command uses those same dots but corded. Let's take an example. First note that from the factory, the Braille light is set to voice 1. By now, you may have changed some features of this voice as you've worked through earlier sections of this chapter. But just remember that this voice you are now hearing is voice 1. For purposes of this example, we'll establish voice 2 such that all punctuation is announced and 2 click is in effect. And to distinguish it from voice 1, let's raise its volume a couple of notches and speed it up a bit. Enter the speech parameters menu with an AR sign chord, .345 chord. Press .56 chord 1, and you should hear voice number 2. Now that you've selected this voice, you can change its speech parameters. Turn on total punctuation announcement with a T, and T click on with one or two presses of the space bar until you hear T click on. Actually, you'll hear T space click space on, since total punctuation is now on. Press .4 a couple of times to raise the volume, and .5 two or three times to speed up your speech rate. Enter the speech parameters menu with an E chord. From now on, this voice will be in effect until you choose another, even when you turn off your Braille light and turn it on again. Note, if you do a warm reset, the Braille light reverts to voice 1, but all other voice configurations are retained. However, a cold reset erases all voice configurations, and your Braille light reverts to its factory default settings for all of them. See more on cold and warm resets in Appendix A. Once your various voice configurations are established, you can easily switch among them. From anywhere in your currently open file, press a Y chord, followed by a drop number from 1 to 5, and the voice switches instantly to your choice. You don't even have to press an E chord. We'll assume the currently open file is the help file, which is the file that is automatically opened the first time you start the Braille light. While it can be useful to have all punctuation announced when you're proofreading, it can be quite annoying the rest of the time, because even spaces are announced. All of them. So let's return to voice 1. From the currently opened file, press a Y chord. The Braille light says voice and waits for you to enter a number from 1 to 5. Write the number 1 in dropped number notation, of course. The Braille light immediately responds with voice number 1, and that voice's volume, speech rate, pitch, and tone. And if you read something, you'll see that punctuation is set to however you had set it for voice 1, and that numbers are spoken however you set them, too. A really neat twist to the capability of switching voice configurations is that you can incorporate the command into a macro. Macros are commands that each can define to automate some functions you do repeatedly, and we talk about them at great length in Chapter 11. For now, it's enough to say that you'll be able to create a macro that switches to voice 5, say, and opens your address file, where voice 5 has been preset by you to speak numbers of digits, for example. For now, just experiment with setting up 2 or 3 voice configurations and juggling among them until you're comfortable with the concept. There are several other speech options available from the menu, which we will walk through in section 15.5. They have more complicated uses, but the basic speech parameters outlined here will get you started using the Braille light with the voices that sound nicest to you.
Continue on track 2. Back forward to the end of the side, and turn this cassette over. 1997, Braille Light 2000, user guide. Starting with section 2.4, using the Braille display instead of the voice.
2.4, using the Braille display instead of the voice. There are times you may want to deactivate either the voice or the Braille display. For example, if you're in a meeting, it might be more practical to operate the unit just with the Braille display and without the voice. At other times, say when you're just reading through a long file non-stop, listening might be more practical. It can really be just a matter of preference. Recall from section 1.1 that you can eliminate the Braille light's voice by turning on the Braille light while holding down the dot for the Braille letter E. We also said that you can restore the voice and eliminate the Braille display by holding down dot for the letter S when you turn on the unit. But what if you don't want to turn the unit off to make this choice? There are two methods for changing between the two modes, through the Options menu and through the Status menu. Let's look at them one at a time. Firstly, the Options menu, we examined briefly in section 1.5.1, provides a couple of settings that let you switch between Braille and speech. Enter the Options menu with an O chord, and then write the letter V to turn the voice off, and turn Control over to the Braille display. The Braille display says speech off. Press an O chord followed by the letter B to turn the display off and turn Control over to the voice. The voice says Braille display off. A quick way to regain both the Braille display and the voice simultaneously is to press an O chord and cycle to either the Braille display or the speech choice in the Options menu, then press an E chord. Secondly, the Status menu we looked at in section 1.5.2 also has settings for Braille display and speech. Enter the Status menu with an ST sign chord, dot C4 chord. Press an F chord, and you'll hear speech on. Write a letter N to turn off speech. You'll immediately see speech off on the Braille display, but hear nothing spoken. Exit the Status menu with an E chord. To restore speech, you can either use one of the methods described above, or you can re-enter the Status menu with an ST sign chord. If you haven't done anything with the Status menu since you turned speech off, you'll be right at the setting for turning on and off the speech. If you're not there, press an S chord. When you see speech off on the display, write the letter Y, and you'll immediately hear speech on. Enter the Status menu with an E chord. You can, of course, reverse these commands. In other words, you can turn the Braille display off by entering the Status menu and jumping to that setting with a B chord. You hear Braille display on. Write the letter N. The Braille light says Braille display off, and you'll see an empty Braille display until you turn it on again. As always, exit the Status menu with an E chord to continue working with the Braille light. Whichever way you use to switch between speech and Braille doesn't really make a difference. It's just a matter of what's most convenient at any given time. Each method works with the other. So, if you turn off speech while you're in the Status menu, you can turn it back on through the Options menu instead, if that's easier at the time. Or you can turn speech back on the next time you power up the unit by holding down the letter F as you turn it on. What's most important to remember in this switching business is that the Braille light remembers how you last set it when you next turn it on. So if you had speech turned off and then turn the Braille light off, the next time you power up, the speech will still be off, unless you do something specific to turn it on again. The same is true for the Braille display. 1.5, the concept of toggling. In section 1.5.2, where we discuss the status menu, we learned that there are many settings in the Braille light to help you do a wide variety of things. Some of these settings can be toggled without ever entering the status menu. This is handy when you want to change a setting on the fly, just temporarily, or even just because you're in a hurry. Toggling simply reverses the setting to the opposite of how it is presently set. Of course, the advantage of the status menu is that you're told the status of the setting and are given the opportunity to change it. Toggling assumes that you know how something is set and that you simply want its opposite. For settings that are on-off switches, as are most of the settings in the status menu, it's pretty easy to tell how something is currently set. But some are not so obvious. In which case, it might be better to check their status by bringing them up through the status menu. Two simple examples of obvious settings that can be toggled are whether speech is on and whether the Braille display is on. Toggle speech by tapping the advanced bar together with the letter S. Toggle the Braille display by tapping the advanced bar together with the letter D. Don't confuse these toggles with cording. Remember that cording happens by holding down a space bar together with some combination of dots. Toggles work by tapping the advanced bar and some combination of dots. Now that we've dispensed with all these preliminaries, you are finally ready to start reading and writing files. Section 2, Working with Your Files. Introduction. Before we can begin reading or writing anything in a file on the Braille light, we need to talk about Braille translation and ASCII. Narrator's note. ASCII is spelled capital A-S-C-I-I. All capital. Return to text. The Braille light has a built-in Braille translator for grade 2 and grade 1 Braille. You may have heard the term ASCII, pronounced ASCII, from computer users. ASCII, American Standard Code for Information Interchange, is a code used by most computers today that are accessible to blind users. You need to become familiar with some of this code in order to respond to prompts in the Braille light. But wait, don't panic. Basically, the ASCII character set consists largely of all the letters, numbers, and punctuation marks you already know. You'll probably not need to learn the rest of the ASCII character set, unless you're into writing Greek letters and other unusual symbols. The Braille equivalent of ASCII, known as computer Braille code, consists of the Braille alphabet you already know, plus some twists for punctuation and numbers. It's important that you be able to write punctuation marks in computer Braille because they differ from those you know in grade 1 or grade 2 Braille. This also becomes important when reading the Braille display in computer Braille, which may happen depending on how you have the unit set to display Braille. In addition, the digits 0 through 9 are written in the four lower dots of the Braille cell. One is a dropped A, two a dropped B, etc. You don't need to precede any of these dropped numbers by a number sign. Punctuation marks differ from those used in literary Braille, but they are easy to learn. See Appendix D at the back of this manual for a complete list of computer Braille equivalents to the Braille ASCII character set. For the most part, you write in grade 2 Braille and the Braille light translates automatically to speak back what you brailled. But it does display the Braille exactly as you wrote it. You must be in the appropriate Braille translation mode for you to hear words spoken correctly instead of gibberish. The Braille light comes from the factory with Braille translation set to off, except for the calendar.brl file, where Braille translation is set to on. If Braille translation is set to on, the Braille light assumes that the contents of the currently open file is geared to Braille, and it translates accordingly. For now, just remember that the help file we're using for practice, included in your Braille light from the factory, is a file that has Braille translation set to off. After we discuss how to read what's in a file, we'll come back to this issue of Braille translation to show you how to switch between modes. Now let's find out how to read what's in your Braille light.